The following podcast is provided by Era Living, innovator in residential retirement options since 1987. And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we are here with the staff of Era Living, who has 8 communities in King County in the greater Seattle, Bellevue area. And I'm so excited. We're talking today about the dining experience. If you missed our first segment, I invite you to go check that out. But we are also here now with the Senior Dining Services Director. And that is a wonderful woman by the name of Ty Fant. And Ty, welcome to Answers for Elders.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you started out as in the dining area in senior living, did you not? You've been in this world a long time, my friend.
Absolutely. So from high school through college on. So I've been with this community for 18 years. I started out as a food server. I worked my way up into the director role, and I'm still here.
You're still here.
Absolutely.
Now, in which community do you specifically work out of, Ty?
I'm out of University House Wallingford.
Oh, I love that community. It's been a while since I've been there. I've got to come by and see you there.
Please do.
So you are the Senior Dining Services Director. So you oversee basically the service, the staff, how your residents are treated, that piece. Do I have that puzzle piece? Correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit, when you say fine dining, you know, what does that mean specifically?
So everyone's perception of fine dining is different. For me, it's a high quality service that usually incorporates multiple courses and formal settings. And when I mean formal settings, you know, it's silverware, it's fine china, it's the table linen, you know, and then you have the finer details of, you know, chairs pushed in, you don't have linen draped over the handles, you know, it's the finer details that there's what is important.
Sure. And obviously with these finer details, it's that attention, it's respect, it's dignity. It's how you, when you sit at a table, you are presented, your people serve you. So there's this feeling of, you know, when you're in a community, you don't feel like you're in, you know, an institution, because you're not. You're truly in an amazing, you know, dining room, beautifully decorated, beautifully served. The food presentation is lovely. So it goes into the whole kind of experience that you're having. So how do you create all that? There's so many details that are involved.
Absolutely. So it all starts off with your training and the servers and who you mm-hmm. hire. So the servers are trained to create those experiences, friendly, personalized, memorable, you know, that's what we want. And I'm sure you've heard this multiple times before. This is the resident's home. You know, they should always feel welcome and cared for.
Yeah.
And for my staff, they always want to be warm, inviting, and highly attentive. And so, mm-hmm. and my number one rule that most people learn, that anyone that's learning their first steps of food services, is the golden rule is never reach across the table. You will be immediately corrected.
Yeah. So you do spend a lot of time in all different types of details as far as how to take care of us, you know, the resident, understanding what their likes and their dislikes are. I remember when my mom was in senior living, it was crazy because I didn't even realize it until one day the dining services director said to me, "I don't know why your mom is not eating her lunch." And of course, my mom had a little dementia. And I said, "Well, I don't know." And I looked and I said, "You know what? She always has a glass of milk with her meals. Just try that." It made all the difference in the world. It was like one little detail that made the difference in my mom being able to eat. And I'm sure that's that feeling of, wow, every time she'd sit at the table, there was milk there. And that was something special for her. So you guys, I'm sure, do similar type of things for your residents, little details that are important to them. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So your dining rooms, obviously you come in. Tell me about the experience. What happens when they're greeted?
So the expectations that I have of my staff that, you know, you'll get a very warm and welcoming greeting from our host or hostess. And by the time you move in, we're already going to know your name. So we're going to figure you out really quick.
Yes.
And, you know, they'll seat you with like-minded people or just, you know, reintroduce you to the table. And then once you're sat down, my staff members will come and introduce themselves, and they're here to help answer any questions that you have. So my staff are here to guide you through the dining experience. You know, we want to be patient, courteous, you know, we're here for you. And segueing into, you know, food servers, you know, not everybody, you know, wants to utilize the fitness center or, you know, go on a trip or, you know, always need health advice, but everybody's got to eat. Everybody's got to come visit us, whether you're sitting down and you're grabbing a table.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we get to form those great experiences with them. And that's when my staff do learn your preferences, such as your glass of milk, or this person always has their cranberry juice, or, you know, like this BLT has to be toasted on sourdough. It's very specific.
All those little details. And then obviously, as your residents come in through and they have these experiences, these are where friendships are made. I would imagine a lot of people make friends in the community around a meal.
100%. It's their big social hour, you know, since a majority of the meals are taken at the community, you know, that's their big social time. Whether they're, like I said, grabbing a to-go, they're socializing with staff. A lot of staff, for me, you know, they're more about, you know, the connection. Like, it reminds them of their grandkids, or, you know, because I have servers from all different backgrounds, from just starting out to people who have been in the industry for a while. And it's not just about, you know, just the socializing interaction. It's the atmosphere. It's the ambiance that is created when everybody comes together and dines. You know, it's lively. It's fun. It's enjoyable. Who doesn't like to party, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, you know, I mean, when you go down to eat, can you go down and be casual? Can you get dressed up? What normally do people do when they come to, how are they dressed?
So, you know, just, it could be everyday attire, no pajamas. I'm going to tell you that right now. But, you know, comfortable, like it can be casual, or you can dress up however you feel the need to, but, you know, but what's fun is when we do special events, such as, you know, for instance, we have Cinco de Mayo or Mother's Day, or we have art gala dinners, fancy dinners, you know, we make it known, like, hey, you know, this is going to be upscale. It's going to be fun. Come join us in the festivities. Let's be festive. So let's wear the same colors. Let's dress up. Let's wear a dress. Let's just have fun.
Yeah.
Drink free ready. So
exactly. And so having that type of an experience, obviously, you know, what I can only imagine when they walk in and they're meeting friends, there's this element of, this is my joy time. What kind of stories do you have to share of friendships that have been made in your communities?
So there's, surprisingly, you know, a lot of people have met in college, or they were into high school together, especially for residents. Yeah, there's a lot of residents who are like, oh, I'm an alum of Lincoln High School, the class of so-and-so. And so you see those connections that are made by just having a conversation at the table. And then on top of that too, like, they really connect. I'm huge on mentoring in the server. So I'm going to refer back to this, and that generational gap is so interesting to see in how they socialize with each other. And the residents love the servers. They cannot stop talking about them because they're going to school or they're doing this. And it's such a beautiful connection and a sense of community that it's almost like an extended family.
Well, and it's also a chance for youth to connect with elders, which is so vitally important.
It's great. And, you know, and they're just so involved in the activities and wanting to get to know everybody that it's a beautiful connection. And that's why I'm still here 18 years, you know?
Yeah. And Ty, I can only imagine you built friendships through your history of past 18 years. Tell us a little bit about your experience just in your career there.
So for me, the reason, you know, it's a huge reason why I'm still here. It's because of the residents and their backstories and just how knowledgeable they are, and that we all work together to create this home that we have and this sense of family and community, and that we're all in it together. And for me, I've had a lot, you know, a lot of relationships here that have been so fantastic and helped me grow, and they challenge me, and it's fantastic. And then I'll challenge them as well. But you know, it's that beauty of that relationship and the connection, and you know, and it's not even just within the community walls. You know, people sometimes go to higher level of care, and we make that effort to go and visit you wherever you are. Like, you are our family. We want to be that for you. So, and
speaking of family, I'm sure that there's a lot of family members out there that are thinking, you know, I'd love to have to share or help my mom or dad, you know, discover senior living. Maybe they live alone, they're isolated, something like that. What are some guidance that you could give to them as far as helping them to maybe get their mom or dad to come and experience this?
Well, absolutely. So food's a huge motivating factor for a lot of people. So what we do here is our community relations team is so helpful, and they'll, you know, they'll answer all your questions, but I think there's nothing like coming down, sitting down, having a nice meal, and seeing what it truly is like, you know? And so you get greeted by my servers. I have a lot of longtime servers as well that, you know, that you'd be surprised that you come back, you know, month after month to take a meal here and just really come sit down, experiencing the food. Cause that's a huge factor in a lot of, a lot of decisions.
It sure is. And I always see, with the whole aspect of, you know, especially with Era Living, oh my gosh, so many of your employees have been there for over 10 years. You know, this is amazing. You don't see that in a lot of other communities. And so certainly that speaks volume to the quality of the culture that you have there. So Ty, thank you so much for sharing the information. And for each and every one of you that are interested, please reach out to eraliving.com, or you can go on your favorite podcast platform. And Era Living has a bunch of podcasts that they, you can learn a little bit about their culture and certainly the dining culture. And if you go to University House in Wallingford, you'll get to meet Ty. So thank you again, Ty, for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Era Living is locally owned and operates 8 premier retirement communities in Seattle, Renton, Mercer Island, Bellevue, and Issaquah. From vibrant, independent living to compassionate assisted living to secure memory care, Era Living respects and honors older adults by enhancing the quality of their lives. Learn more at eraliving.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Meredith from the Senior Fitness with Meredith podcast, where I discuss all things for seniors, from fitness, your health and wellness journeys, how to be all over strong and beyond. I also have my mini podcast called Motivation with Meredith. It's a great, quick, motivational pick-me-up for your days. Join me. Listen now. Search for Senior Fitness with Meredith on your favorite podcast platform.